Why do they give out garlic and sugar at a pidyon aben? The Midrash says that mitzvos have a protective quality. The Midrash says when we do havdalah, so if there's a little bit of wine left in the cup, we take and put it over our eyes to protect our eyes for the coming week. And then we add more water to the grape juice that's left in the cup, or the wine that's left in the cup, so that we have more of the wine that was there for the blessing, and we drink that as well. We don't do that today. That's what the Midrash says. Midrash says mitzvahs have protective qualities, and therefore we try to have more of a mitzvah. So if there's a little bit of wine left, we'll add water, so that technically now the wine is throughout all this water, and I'm drinking more of the mitzvah. I'm getting to enjoy more of the mitzvah. By the same token, in the Pidyon HaBen, people speak about the great merits of the meal of a Pidyon HaBen. It's a mitzvah that isn't so common. On a cesarean, you don't do Pidyon HaBen. If the first child is a girl, you don't do Pidyon HaBen. If the mother is a Levite, you don't do Pidyon HaBen. If the father is a Kohen, you don't do Pidyon HaBen. So the odds of having a Pidyon HaBen is about 1 in 10 or less. So it's not such a common thing, and it has great merits, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen and the meal, the feast we do when we do the Pidyon HaBen. So what we try to do is we take some food item at that meal, and we want to prolong the capacity of the mitzvah, the feast of the Pidyon HaBen, to have influence beyond that meal in our lives. And so we take food items that last a long time, that don't go bad, like garlic, like sugar. And we give those together at the Pidyon HaBen. People could take them home. And the idea is, at a later date, they'll include it in their cooking. And then that cooking will also be, just like the wine from the Havdalah, it'll be cooking that has the mitzvah of the Pidyon HaBen in that meal as well. Fair enough?
You're supposed to use it at some point.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I ended up doing.
Good for you.
I figured this was for, and then someone told me, no, you're supposed to keep it anyways. But did you say that a Levite father doesn't, you should have a thing in that even if your father